gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big shoe. Here is Elvis.
Man, I was tame compared to what they do now. Are you kidding? I didn't do anything. We just jiggle, you know.
I absolutely love the Blues Flake Connection. It is the highlight of my week.
I love you, honey. Oh, God, I love you.
And thank you for your show. Elvis would be mighty proud of it.
Welcome to the party, the Blues Flake Connection party, ladies and gentlemen. It's the coolest, most far-out place to be on the planet.
Dreams come true. Just call my name and I'll be right by your side. I need your sweet helping hand. My love's too strong to hide. Yeah, baby.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection. I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
Yes, you are. You ready to have a good show today, baby? Have a good time and have our little weekly Elvis party?
I am.
We got lots of good things happening on the show today. We're calling it Hits and Favorites Live. Mostly all Billboard Top 100 hits, mm-hmm. but a couple of our favorites thrown in there in between.
Right.
All eras, 50s, 60s, and 70s, mostly 70s, of course. But it's all live. It's all Elvis. Also, I've got funny expressions.
Ah, okay.
And also words that are funny to say and their meaning.
Okay.
You're going to hear from Cher, Carl Perkins, and John Stamos on the show today.
Oh.
Now, you always have a little bag of tricks in your little bag over there.
I do.
What is the biggest selling live album? You're going to talk about that. And Elvis the Landlord.
Mm-hmm. What
Folks,
was it like?
I don't know either, so I'll be learning that one with you. All right, let's get things underway. Let's go to 1975 in Las Vegas, Nevada. What do you think?
Little sister, baby. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Kiss me once or twice. Say it's very nice and then you're gone. Oh, sister, don't you? Oh, sister, don't you? Oh, sister, don't you? Kiss me once or twice. You say it's really nice, and then you run. Oh, sister, don't you do what your big sister does? Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose. Oh, sister, don't you? Oh, sister, don't you? Oh, sister, don't you kiss me once or twice? Say it very nice and then you run. Oh, sister, don't you do what your big sister does? Sister, don't you do what your big sister does?
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a conscious thing that, you know, I like to mix them up. In other words, I like to do a song like Bridge Over Troubled Water or American Trilogy or something. Then mix it up and do some rock and roll, some of the hard rock stuff. I'm not the least bit ashamed of Hound Dog or Heartbreak Hotel or whatever those things were. You know.
Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of Lonely Street, Heartbreak Hotel, where I will be. Well, he's a lonely baby. I'll be so lonely. I'll be so lonely I could die. Well, the bellhop's tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dressed in black. They've been so long on Lonely Street, they'll never, never look back. And they're so, they're so lonely, baby. They're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, they could die. Play it, James. Tale to tell, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be so lonely, baby. You'll be lonely, you'll be so lonely, you could die.
You know, in the last live show we did, we talked about how rare it is for a live song to make it as a number one or a top ten on the Billboard charts.
Yeah, we did.
Elvis had two songs that were live that were released as singles that charted well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they were in the top 100, like American Trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
It peaked at number 66 in 1972.
Oh, nice. Okay.
On the Rock 100 chart. And, of course, on the flip side of Trilogy was First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. The Wonder of You won number one in the UK in 1970, peaked at number nine in the U.S.
Uh-huh.
It was number one on the adult contemporary charts in the U.S. and number 37 on the country charts.
Okay.
So of all of his catalog, only two, you know, really were live releases.
So How Great Thou Art, which the live version that ran, won a Grammy, never charted.
It wasn't like a single release like you'd hear on the main stations today. Yeah. You know.
Gotcha. Anyway, plus, it was gospel.
Yeah, of course.
So that they're not going to. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. But anyway, I thought that was interesting. Elvis had, what, 1,000 songs, you know?
Yeah.
But we all have our favorite live ones, and some that you would think, because we know them so well, these ones that he did live.
Right.
You think, oh, that should have, but, you know.
Right.
The singles were released as studio recordings.
Yeah, right.
There you go. Little information. You know who dug Elvis?
Who?
Cher.
Of course.
From the first time I ever heard him, it was like I was in heaven. And somehow I related to him. I don't know why. I was 11. So I wanted to go and see him. He was at a place called the Pan Pacific in Los Angeles. But we were kind of poor. And my mom was like saving up. And then she surprised me. And we went to see him. And then we were sitting down. And then all the girls started jumping up and screaming on their seats. And I went, Mom, all these girls are jumping up and screaming. So can we do that? And I wasn't sure why they were doing it, but I wanted to do it. And my mom said, sure, let's jump up, get up on this seat here. So my mom and I were jumping up and down, screaming to Elvis, and I was 11. And that's my story.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime. Moonlights up the night. I light up when you call my name. Cause I know you're gonna treat me right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, I feel. Captain Smith and Pocahontas, I had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare give me fever. With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever! Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Now here's a point that I have made. Cats were born to give you fever. Be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, we'll give you fever. When we kiss you, fever if you live and learn. Fever! Till you sizzle, what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. Chomp, 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 chomp.
Thank you.
My wife Peggy has a bad case of EA, Elvis addiction, so I turned her on to Blue Suede Connection, and now I'm King of the Hill.
Somebody. We did a movie called Blue Hawaii. Blue Hawaii. In the movie, there was a song called the Hawaiian Wedding Song. And it was so real, and until it took me 2 years before I realized it was just a movie. You know, I thought I was married to the chick. Hawaii. This is the moment I've waited for. I can hear my heart singing. Soon bells will be ringing. This is the moment, oh Lord, oh sweet Lord. Promise me that you will leave me never. I will love you longer than forever.
Like a fool, treat me mean and cruel, but love, break my faithful heart, tear it all apart, but love me, what you love me, if you ever go.
That they're fantastic.
You're fantastic.
We'll be right back.
After this quick message.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
only for you will change. But I can't help falling in love with you. Show if I can't help falling in love with you. Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
I think that's my favorite live version of Can't Help Falling in Love from 68.
Right.
Because, you know, in 68 he is rediscovering those songs again.
Mm-hmm.
He hadn't
mm-hmm.
did them in years.
Sure.
And he really sang that with passion and from the heart. Not that he didn't in the latter years, but I think for that particular song, he kind of sped it up a lot at the end of the concerts.
Right.
He just
right.
did a whole show. He was tired. He was ready to get off the stage.
Right.
And he kind of rushed through it and said goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas that was like in the middle of the show. He just really got into it.
Took his time with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You feel
yeah.
me? Can you feel me, Sister Tricia?
I feel you, brother.
You're Sister Tricia. You're not TL today.
Oh, yeah. Is that right? Why is that? Why'd you decide that?
Because I was getting angelic there. Not angelic. I was getting preachy there. And, you know, can you feel the spirit? Can you feel me? You know.
Oh, okay.
You know, play along. You know what I mean.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. Now that went off on that thing that had nothing to do with the show, it is your turn to share something with us. Give us some meat. Give us something juicy. Something good.
All right. So we're going to talk about Elvis's biggest selling live album.
Ah.
It's funny because they in this article they say album. It's really albums.
Yes.
Because there really is two. And it's very obvious that the first one would be the Aloha Show.
Of course.
Elvis's first ever live via satellite for the world to listen to. So obviously going to be a great one. And the second one, I guess, is just as obvious as his Madison Square Garden in 72.
Which, personally, I think is the better.
The better one. It is the better one.
What do you mean only two? There's three. There's the 1974 from Memphis.
But that one is not in this article. But, that is a great home
and
recording.
I think that's the second best one.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But according to the article,
72,
73. But do you know why the Madison was so focused on? I guess I never really realized it.
Why?
Because it was the first time he'd played live for New York since the 50s.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew he had not played Madison Square Gardens, but I hadn't actually considered if he played somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But he had not been there.
Yeah.
So it gives some stats for just the Madison Square Garden one. I mean, we all know the Aloha one hit all the charts too, but this is interesting. So it was released late June 1972.
Mm-hmm.
Peaked at number 11 for top 200 U.S. Billboard charts.
Nice.
On September 9th. Let's see. It was recorded from the evening show June 10th. The concert and the subsequent album were promoted as being Elvis's first live concert in the Big Apple since the 50s. I just said that. So the album certified gold on August 4th, 72. So Elvis did see that. That's great.
Good for
it went platinum in 1988. So he missed that one. Double platinum, 1992. Triple platinum, 1999. So it just keeps growing. It doesn't give a current status. The last one is 1999 for triple platinum.
And they've added to that from the Prince from Another Planet box set
that
came out a couple years ago.
Yeah, totally.
The full concerts.
weeks. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good stuff. He's the gift that just keeps going giving all the time, right?
Absolutely.
Mr. Presley, while you're up, don't change that position for a minute. I'm reminded of the Ed Sullivan shows where they wouldn't shoot
so
that.
So am I. That's why I'm sitting down.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big shoe, with Elvis Presley headlining tonight. Here is Elvis.
I'd like to tell you that for all the people watching, all you people that are here tonight, that that we really are thankful for all the success that you made us have and everything. This is my biggest record, and it goes something like this.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please a telephone. Well, maybe if I met a man for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. If you just look right ahead,
yeah. That's the early days right there happening, huh, baby?
That was when it really got crazy.
Screaming little girls and shaking pelvises and all kind of craziness going on back there in the 1950s.
Yep.
Okay, you know, coming up real soon on the show, I don't know the exact date. We haven't really set one. But we're going to do a fan listener's request show.
Okay, yeah.
And we would love to hear from you because it's not a fan listener show without your participation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can call us and leave messages and tell us. You can get on our Facebook page, which we will create a little thing where they can add their 2 cents.
Okay.
However you want to do it. But we'd love to hear from you, make you a part of the show when we do this particular one. Because without you, like I said, it's not a show. Tell them the ways they can do so,
baby.
It's
been a while since we had one of these shows. So phone number is 540-227-0514. It does have a very long ring before the recording device picks up. Facebook is another way to leave messages for us. Email, you could go to bluesuedeconnection.com. There's an email and a way to contact us on the website.
There you
as
go.
Well.
Be part of the party.
Then I bow in humble adoration, and there proclaim, oh my God, have reigned the Lord. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great the Lord, how great the Lord. Sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great the Lord, how great the Lord.
Thank you very much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Glad you like it. Thank you. It's very nice of you. Thank you.
What am I sounding like this for? It's not necessary. Just, you know. See, people have thought for a long time that that was a thing I do to try to be sexy. And trying to stand up. That's all. Just brace myself.
We'll be right back.
After this quick message.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
I'm gonna tell him maybe about Uncle John. He claims he got the music, but he's having a lot of fun. She got everything that Uncle John need. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Yeah. Hey, baby. Have a song for tonight. I saw J.D., bald-headed Sally. He saw Mary coming and he jumped like me. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Have a song for tonight. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Have a song for tonight. Yeah. We're gonna have some fun tonight.
Don't you
we
hate
got lucky and ended all together,
when I get you bumfuzzled?
Confused?
Hey, you knew that.
Ooh.
Yeah, to bumfuzzle, that means to confuse or fluster.
Bumfuzzle.
Do you know what it means?
Love it.
You know what cattywampus means?
Awkward.
Out of position?
Yeah, okay, very close.
All right, I get this often, discombobulated.
Oh, yeah.
To upset or confuse. I pull a lot of these on you, shenanigans.
Oh, yes.
Playful tricks are tricky nonsense. Flummox, F-L-U-M-M-O-X.
No, I don't know what that is.
To bewilder or baffle someone. So I get flummox. You flummoxed sometimes.
Mm.
Kumquat, you know what that is?
Isn't that a fruit or something?
A tiny, tart, orange-like fruit. Very good.
Ah.
Kerfuffle, K-E-R-F-U-F-F-L-E.
A kerfuffle, I've heard of it.
You know, I pity folks in other countries that are listening to the show right now because
they're going, what?
They are really
going to
get.
Heck?
Yeah, they're really going to be saying,
and
what?
Once again, proves how we can really destroy
yes.
the British English,
right.
traditional English.
Kerfuffle means a commotion or fuss over a minor issue.
Mm,
okay. Gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook.
Meaningless or overwhelmingly complicated
it was junk.
Jargon.
That
yeah.
was junk. It's jargon, huh?
Malarkey. Which is nonsense or foolish
nonsense,
talk.
Nonsense, yep.
A mini compoop.
I never heard of that. No, I don't know what that is.
And
sorry.
I don't either. A fuddy-duddy.
Wait, is that telling you?
Because I said it wrong. It's nincompoop.
Oh, nincompoop.
And I didn't want people to know I actually read it wrong.
Okay.
I'm
wait.
Such a nincompoop. A fully scattered-brained person. All
okay.
right, let me get back to where I was trying to get away from.
You don't get past me.
Fuddy Duddy, an
oh,
old-fashioned
yeah.
conservative person.
Oh, we're old farts
yes,
and old fuddy-duddies.
Duddies.
Yeah, totally.
A whippersnapper is a young overconfident,
yeah.
annoying person.
Oh, is that, like, included with pets?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
we have those.
Lickety-split, moving as fast as possible.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And lollygag, a waste of time or idle around. And
I like to lollygag.
Yeah, I do too, and that's why I better get out of this. Cause I'm
Especially if it's a vinyl store.
I'm lollygagging right now, much too long on this bit. So let's hear from John Stamos.
You really can feel the spirit of Elvis here, can't you? I mean, you just feel his vibe, and I think, you know, like Disneyland, this is maybe the second happiest place on earth, but I think the intention is to come here, feel his vibe and feel his goodness and sort of go back out those gates and spread it around the world, you know, so it's a good reason to come.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away. It's your land. Sing it,
brother. Oh, I wish I was in Dixie. Thank you.
hush, little baby, don't you cry. You know your daddy's bound to die, but all my trials, Lord, will soon.
I had a record out last year that did pretty good for me. I'd like to sing it for you.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on, and you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the wonder of you. And when you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never. Just a man, take my hand. We'll make a space in this life that we plan. And he will stay till it's time
for you to go. Yes, we're different, worlds apart, we're not the same. We laughed and played at the start, like in a game. Oh Lord, you could have stayed outside my heart, but in you came, and he'll stay till it's time for you to go. This love of mine has no beginning, it has no end. I was an oak, now I'm a willow, and I can bend. And though I'll never in my life see you again, here I'll stay till it's time for you to go. Oh, yes, I'll stay till it's time for you to go. Thank you very much.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
It's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
It's one for the money, two for the show. Pretty get ready now, go, can't go. Don't you devil my blue suede. Well, you can do anything, but get off of my blue suede. You can knock me down, step in my face, slam my name all over. Do anything that you want to do. Honey, lay off of my shoes and don't.
through job. I'll do anything you want to do. Honey, they all of my shoes and don't have my blue suede. Well, you can do anything. They all of my blue suede. Play one. Drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. I'll do anything you want to do. Honey, lay off of my shoes and don't you devil my blue suede. All right. You can do anything. Lay off of my blue suede. One time, baby. Well, it's a blue suede shoe. Got a blue suede shoe, baby. Blue suede shoe.
Welcome to hour number two of Blue Suede Connection, everybody. Hope you are ready to continue all the fun, because we sure are here in the Blue Suede Connection studios.
Absolutely.
Huh? You try to say that.
Blue Suede Connection all, studio, Blue Suede
all
Connection.
On one breath. Anyway, coming up in this hour, you know, I shared some funny words, and next I'm going to share funny expressions.
Oh, okay.
Some funny expressions. That's going to jog your memory a little bit. I think you'll have fun with that one.
Okay, cool.
And you are going to tell us about Elvis the landlord.
Yeah.
Here, Mr. Elvis, here's my rent for the month.
What would it be like if you had to live and pay rent to Elvis?
I'm curious to hear all about this story, and you're going to have fun telling it, I'm sure. Okay, it's all about the hits live today. The hits and a few extra little ones in there that we just love hearing live. That's not necessarily a Billboard top 10 hit.
Mm-hmm.
But Elvis didn't do anything that wasn't good.
Oh, absolutely.
Except maybe Old Chip. Thank God he didn't do that in concert.
He wouldn't have done that in concert.
I know. Why did he record it?
Oh, because he was a kid. And
I
it just seemed,
was a lad. Old Chip was a
you
dog.
You know, it was one of the many few songs he knew, maybe.
I guess. Anyway, we're having fun today. It's Blue Suede Connection, and this is Elvis.
Well, I found that in the audiences that we have, it's mixed. It's older people, younger people, and the very young, and all types of people, you know, which is good.
I had a record that come out last year, and it went like this.
Today I stumble from my bed with thunder crashing in my head. My pillow is still wet from last night's tears. And as I think of giving up, a voice inside my coffee cup kept crying out, ringing in my ears. Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please don't cry, don't cry. Daddy, you still got me and little Tommy. Together we'll find a brand new mommy. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your back again. Oh, Daddy, please don't cry. Pain and hurt the worst. It's true, but somehow you just don't seem right. Cause every time I cry, I know I hurt my little children's soul. I wonder, will it be the same tonight? Don't cry, Daddy. Daddy, please don't cry. Together we'll find a brand new mom. Daddy, Daddy, please laugh again. Daddy, ride us on your back again. Oh, Daddy, please don't.
as a snowfly. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. But if there's one thing that she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? The child needs every hand. You're gonna be an angry young man someday. To take a look at you and me, I'll be too blind to see. Or do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Will the world turn? And a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a coin rolls in the ghetto. And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. And one night in the desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, he steals a car, he tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as the young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago, child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries.
As president, I always march to the beat of my own drum, and Blue Suede Connection is much the same. They dare to be different.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your bald head and wish you had hair? Filled with pain, shall I come back? Tell me, dear, are you lost? Oh, Lord. I wonder. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each must play a part. Oh, God. Oh, man, I think. Oh, Lord. And I had no cause to die. Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back?
That's it, man. 14 years right down the drain, boy, I'll tell you. just shot right there, man. I'll tell you. Houston, right.
Okay, according to Billboard, you know, they did this. They ranked by chart peak position, jukebox plays, DJ plays, and total sales to combine together to create this list. Now, we have heard that It's Now or Never was his biggest single ever. And that's on the list, but it's not number one as the most all-around successful.
Okay.
So this is comes from Billboard. So this is what they're saying. Number 15, Hard-Headed Woman, went number one for 2 weeks. Number 14, Surrender, number one for 2 weeks.
Good one.
Number 13, Good Luck Charm, number one for 2 weeks. Number 12, Big Hunk of Love, number one for 2 weeks. Number 11, Too Much, number one for 3 weeks.
Good one.
Number 10, the top 10, Stuck on You, number one for 4 weeks.
Love it.
Number 9, Don't, number one for 5 weeks. Number 8, Love Me Tender, was number one for 5 weeks.
Nice.
And we'll continue on our list here. Number 7, It's Now or Never, number one for 5 weeks.
Okay.
Number 6, Are You Lonesome Tonight, number one for 6 weeks. Number 5, Jailhouse Rock, number one for 7 weeks.
Wow.
Number 4, Teddy Bear, number one for 7 weeks. Number 3, Heartburn Motel, number one for 8 weeks.
Just growing.
Number 2, All Shook Up, number one for 9 weeks.
Wow, okay.
They say the most successful single, and it's a double single, Don't Be Cruel Hound Dog, number one for 11 weeks.
Wow.
So that will be the most successful according to Billboard.
I love Don't Be Cruel.
There you go.
I've been traveling over mountains, even through the valleys too. I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Ever since I read your letter, where you said you love me too, I kept traveling night and day. I kept running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Traveling night and day, I could be running all the way, baby, trying to get to you.
Hello, everyone. This is Bill Cherry, and I made my Blue Suede connection with Dan and T.O., and we've had a great time. Hope you enjoy listening.
Said I got a woman way across town. She was good to me. Oh, oh, yeah. Well, I said I got a woman way across town. She's good to me. Oh, yeah. Why, she's my baby. Don't you understand?
We're
say they love me all day and night. Never grumble the fusses, just treats me right. Never run in the streets, leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place. Right there now in a home, we got a woman. We cross that. She's good to me.
Let's do the last part again.
Even though you heard me, like nobody else could ever do, I would never hurt you.
You're a good audience.
Grab yourself a bottle of pop, because Blue Suede Connection will be right back. Shazam!
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Can't do. I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon to till. On Blueberry Hill. It lasted until my dream came true. Well, I can't stop loving you. I said I made up my mind.
Useless to say. So I just live my watch a world of dreams of yesterday. Those happy hours, yeah, we once knew. They're so long ago. They still make me blue. Say good times. It heals a broken heart. Yeah, but time has to stay since we've been apart. And I can't stop loving you. I said I made up my mind to live in Tennessee memory for such a long, all the time. Well, I can't stop wanting you. Well, it's useless to say. So I just live my life.
Thank you. This next song is one that we just recorded, and I hope you like it. It's called Help.
We got a set coming up in just a few moments where Carl Perkins is actually going to help us all throughout the set. Where
oh, nice.
He does some of the classics, and Carl's going to be a big part of that.
Oh, cool.
But before we get to that, it's time for you to do your part.
All right.
Share something with us. Educate us. Teach us. Let us know something about Elvis we may not know.
So, you know, every time, even though I've been a fan my whole life, every time I read something new, I always seem to find some little tidbit I didn't know. Like,
okay.
I've always known that Jerry lived at Graceland in the early years.
Sure, sure.
There's an article where last year when Elvis turned 90, they asked Jerry, People Magazine asked him what it was like to live with Elvis, because mm-hmm. he did live at Graceland for quite a long time.
Charlie lived there, you know, yeah. Red lived there, I think, for a while, all of them, off and on.
Yeah. And he said, you know, I was there before 54, 55.
Yeah,
he knew
yeah.
Elvis from there. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, moved into Graceland when Elvis had bought Graceland.
Right.
And Elvis's parents were still alive. And he yeah. said, you know, it wasn't crazy like everybody thinks.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we did have parties, but we were downstairs with Pepsi and record players and playing pool. And, you know, and his parents were upstairs. Like, we didn't do anything nuts. You
right,
know, the,
right.
the craziest thing in the house at the time was Scatter.
Oh, the monkey. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of monkey business.
And then in 74, Elvis bought Jerry a home in West Hollywood, Beverly Hills. And he said Elvis was a good landlord. And he meant that jokingly, because
sure.
obviously he had given the house. A very generous guy. He said, we hear about his generosity as far as cars and gifts, but there's only a few people that he'd ever bought a home for outside of his immediate family. He was a generous as a friend with his time and with his soul. And then they asked him about how missing him.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, he explains how he's been close with the family. He says, I miss him dearly, of course, but I've had the good fortune of being with the Presley family all these years, with the kids, the grandkids. He said, I still feel very close to the Presley family. They are my family, as they've always been.
How sweet is that?
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. very nice. Thank you. That was a good one.
Yeah.
You throw a good one at us every so often. I love it.
Sometimes.
All right. I said we're going to hear from Carl Perkins. He's going to carry on throughout this set. Elvis doing some of the classics. Here's Carl.
And when was the first time that you met Elvis Presley?
It was in 1954. Elvis was the first rockabilly to record in Memphis. Oh, I guess I'd been on Sun maybe a month. And he walked in the studio. And after my record came out, well, Sam put Elvis and I together mm-hmm. on a package tour. I would always open shows, and Then Johnny Cash was the third to come along. I liked Elvis. I liked the way he moved. He was absolutely great.
My baby left me.
I think any time that you come in with a new music and a new way of presenting yourself, nobody moved. Elvis didn't copy anybody. I mean, think about it. He originated most of the things he did and didn't know what he was doing at first. He was very nervous. People say to me a lot, even now, they say, Carl, when is this Elvis mystique going away? I mean, well, it's history. I mean, if you're going to tear the pages out on Presley, you're going to have to jerk one or two out on Washington. I mean, the boys in the history book. Because he gave America what they needed at the time. The 50s was a great era.
All of my
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Now that you've had a chance to see us, I'd like to turn the house lights up and take a look at you.
Have him hug the crowd there, as he always did.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we've talked about this in the past. Every musical artist has a signature song that just is them. You know, and Elvis, there's many you could go with. I mean, you know, the obvious is what we're going to play, Suspicious Minds.
Yeah.
You know, I think because that is the more current of Elvis's catalog, you know, that's one of the later ones that everybody knows, the younger and the older. And, right. Of course, Burning Love is the close second. And, of course, that's the second song I'm going to play. But is there any other songs, I mean, that just, when you think Elvis, if outside of the box, like, we're not Elvis fans, we're that casual person out on the street walking.
Oh, my gosh.
And you say, name an Elvis song, what are they going to say? What do you
think? They're probably going to hit something like Hound Dog.
Or Blue Suede Shoes, yeah, which was not even Elvis's reel, that was Carl's actual
right,
song.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree, but Suspicious Minds, I think, hands down.
Mm-hmm.
Has to be the one. It's one of the big songs. When I say big, I mean musical number, background vocals, orchestra, everything, vocally.
It's different, too, in the way it fades out and then fades back in. The original version is so bizarre.
Actually, yeah, it's very good. So here's the version from 1969. And
just a mind. So if an old friend I know stops by to say hello. can't walk out because I love it too much, baby. My soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fallen tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Yeah.
Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such a look? I'm in love.
I'm all shook up.
What's a hold my mind? I'm a little screwed up, but I feel fine. But I'm near the girl, and I love it. My heart, it's killing me to death, but she touched my hand. What a chill I've got, her lips are like a bomb again on this hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Please don't ask me what's a hold my mind. I'm a little screwed up, but I feel fine. When I'm in a girl and I love it, my heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. I want to chill like I got, and I'm so like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up.
Now would be a good time to check your propane tank, because the Blue Suede Connection will be right back after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
My brain is flaming, I don't know which way to go.
That's the Aloha version there from 1973, Burn in Love.
Yeah.
Okay, if you were born before 1980, you're going to have used one of these expressions or you've heard them before.
Okay.
Okay, funny expressions. Everything but the kitchen sink.
Yeah, yeah.
We've all heard that one.
Mm-hmm.
We've all used this, or maybe the person you love. Huh, you got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning, huh? Pot calling the kettle black.
Uh-huh.
Yep. By the skin of your teeth.
Yeah.
All sound familiar, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Just take it with a grain of salt. Go bananas. You're the best thing TL since sliced bread. I can't pull the wool over your eyes.
That's funny.
Just belly up. You're a little wet behind the ears, aren't you? Fat chance. Thick as thieves.
Thick as thieves.
Thick as thieves.
Yeah.
Bursting out of the seams.
Mm.
And everyone's heard this one before. Don't give up your day job.
Oh, yeah.
That's what people are telling me right now because they want to hear Elvis, not me.
Yeah, exactly.
How empty the hay can be. But when I hold you in my arms, that's heaven to me. Who cares for fame and fortune? They're only passing things. But the touch of your lips on mine makes me feel like a king. Your kind of love is a treasure I
because I'm going to because step on me, think like love. Stick because step on me, stick like love. Yeah, because step on me.
You know, when I gave that list a while ago of expressions, I'm sure that I forgot some.
Oh, well, of course.
I'm sure that there's many. So if you're listening today and you thought, why didn't he say that one? Or we didn't hear him do this one or that one. We would love to hear it. I'd love to hear some of the ones I may have missed.
Yeah, phone number 540-227-0514.
Call us and let us know. I did think of one on my own, Tan Your Hide.
I'm going to tan your hide.
Behave yourself, little TLR. I'm going to tan your hide.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that sounds about
Makes sense to you? Mm. All right.
I have out a new record. It just came out in the past week or so. I hope you like it.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know, I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll be walking through with the rain in my shoes. Searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain. Oh, yeah, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed your photograph to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here. But their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally caught a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained, and he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll be walking through with the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain.
Well, I hate to do it, but the time has come. We got to say goodbye to everybody. I hate doing it. But
oh.
I know. You have anything you want to share? Anything you would like to say to our fine friends?
The listeners, the Elvis fans, as well as our affiliates, everybody. It's a one big family. We do appreciate your support.
All right. We're going to do this all again next week.
Same bat time. Same bat channel.
Am I being trimmed from the waist down? Am I? Love me tender, love me sweet.
Let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.